Welcome back to Chaos Capers, The Switch. This is episode 16. We also have another letter to enter into the diary from Sutek himself.
Dearest diary, today the mortals dared trespass in my halls. Bold, yes, but also deeply unprepared. One tripped over my obsidian carpet. Another tried to open a door by pushing when it clearly said pull. I haven't laughed so hard since the lich misspelled his own name on a phylactery. They strut about with swords and spells as if destiny favors them. But destiny, dear diary, does not mop up banana peels, sharpen horns, or feed the imps. Destiny will not save them when they wander into my archives and read this very page. Yes. I see you. Close my diary, little pests, before I decide to write your epitaphs inside it. So, when we last left off, you all had just began leaving the Minotaur village. I believe we had stated that we were heading towards the tower there in the center of the lake. However, on your travels towards that location, you had to take a detour because the lake is currently overflowing and causing the river to also overflow. So your travels ended up taking you a little bit further north. You have ended up in Naraka. And tonight, they are celebrating their full moon harvest festival.
Oh, boy.
Oh, cool. Fucking, we got fucking Werebear over there.
The fuck did you call me?
The purpose of the full moon harvest festival, it's actually a blood moon. Obviously, that means that when the moon goes up in the sky tonight, at its peak, it will turn red like blood. And this actually is beneficial for them when harvesting their crops. They believe that it gives them a greater yield. So, as you walk into the city of Naraka, no longer a town, no longer a village, you are now in a city. The streets are just alive. There is music. Live music on every street corner. And if you're in between street corners, it's kind of like a cacophony that makes you want to vomit because you're hearing two different songs at the same time. But this city has higher class of material. It's got higher class of shops and innkeeper and a higher class of people spending more money than the villages and towns you have come across so far.
What's that supposed to mean?
Meaning that if you were to sell items, which I believe you guys have, when you upgrade your stuff, you've sold some items you no longer need when you purchase new ones. If you were to sell them, they have a higher price as long as the quality is there. If, however, you are trying to sell a lower quality item, they may not even purchase it.
Oh, spicy.
Thanks, I made it up. What are we doing? How are we spending this first night in Naraka?
I'm looking for a new handle for my axe.
Okay.
First things first.
Is there a specific area you want to look?
Are there vendors with
axe handles?
Handles-ish materials?
There would be carpenters, but there would also be
weaponsmiths.
So you would have
that
to
would
decide
probably be better.
Which way you want to go. Carpenters would deal solely in wood. Weaponsmiths would deal solely in any material they can get their hands on.
Did I take a rib from the Hydra?
No.
No, I thought, fuck.
Actually, I think you didn't, because you guys didn't fight a Hydra. You fought Magical Michael. No, you never. You guys never witnessed the Hydra's actual death.
Shit.
Wait. What?
Yeah. You defeated the Hydra, and the trials ended. But when the Hydra went down and the final trial was determined to have been completed, the Hydra completely disappeared, and in its place were all the gear that you received. So you never
Go to the weapons, man.
You never witnessed its body on the ground to harvest anything from it.
Oh, okay, but it is dead.
Sure.
I'm gonna have ask how much it would cost to make a great axe handle out of iron and have two hand placements that are leather bound.
Yeah, you're gonna need to go to like different people for that one. Because if you gotta first buy the iron.
Not necessarily. If he's a weapons maker, he knows how to handle how to put a handle on a weapon.
They do. Oh,
sure, but
the issue will be that he is not a leather worker. However, they have one that works alongside them. So it's sort of an apprentice situation. The leather worker is not great. But he is learning, and so he is improving, and it won't be an issue because he's got the guidance of the weaponsmith.
Sounds good to me.
Perfect. So I would say since you're only requesting a handle and there's nothing special about it, I would say probably 10 gold pieces.
Fucking bet.
It is just wood that he is carving. He is making it look good.
Well, I want it made well.
Oh, iron.
Reinforced with iron, yeah.
Yeah,
at least.
It's going to be wood. There is going to be iron rivets and iron kind of like sheathing for the handle itself. Adornments, there we go. Iron adornments.
There we go.
That give it a look like it's something fancy, but like as you're holding it, you know that this is just a non-magical piece of wood. And it has just been carved to be sturdy enough.
A handle.
Yeah, and used as a handle.
Basically an ornate handle.
Correct, yes.
Bet.
It is sturdy enough that you can hit and swing and attack, and it won't crack. It is reinforced with magic, but it is not made with magic.
Solid enough for me. As long as it holds together.
Can we buy anything higher than green yet? Ooh.
So, what did you have in mind? I will dictate there will be some higher quality items. Not many are known of. Meaning, like, some of them
I haven't had a chance. Yeah, I'm looking now. I haven't had a chance, but I'm looking now. I just didn't know for sure. I just wanted to, I wasn't going to keep looking if it wasn't a thing.
Yeah, I will.
My turn.
If there is a valid item that anybody is interested in, we can negotiate it being here. At this point, you are one step down from a kingdom. So there is higher chances of you receiving the item that you are actively looking for or something similar to it.
I have two items to check if they do exist in this town.
Yeah, tell me.
So it's the Flaying Tongue Halberd, and either or, the True Named Halberd plus one.
So, the True Name Halberd plus one, I would say, is here. It is worn.
Wait, it is worn? Like a worn diamond?
Yeah.
Used.
It's used.
So
it's got dried blood on it.
Ooh. Say less.
It's got a few nicks and scrapes here and there, but if you were to take it to a weaponsmith, they could sharpen it up for you and polish it.
What about the tongue of flame halberd?
You don't see anything like it anywhere. You'll notice that elemental weapons that produce elements, are not represented here.
Ah, okay. Well, actually, two questions. So because it's used, where is the former owner?
Are you asking me or are you asking the fucking shopkeeper?
Ah, yes. Let me get into character a quick second. Deep Southern.
Immersion ruined.
Now, I do say, this old little halberd over there, perchance might you know the whereabout or the, not whereabout, but the status of life of its prior owner now.
Would you? You're very pale. Are you feeling okay?
Yeah. You know, I come from a very cold climate. The sun is not good for my health. You know, climate.
I misheard you.
Yes.
You were saying you were one of them illegals.
No, sir. I am this planet true and born.
Oh, good. As far as the ownership, a really big guy came in and he had this halberd and he said, how much for this? And I said, 75 gold pieces. And he said, deal. And that's all I know.
Now,
we kind of take discretion very importantly.
Okay, perchance now. Might you regale me his appearance?
He was big, tall, dark, handsome. mean smile. Chipped.
And the
only thing he ever did was before he left, he named me Sue.
What about his skin tone?
That's racist.
Was it pale?
His pocketbook was dark and big. And handsome.
May not have been a pocket book.
What about...
Are you in character voice? Because it doesn't sound like it. And we're having an active in-character scene.
Immersion ruined.
Sorry, I was having a side question about the weapons.
Well, you're going to have to wait there, partner.
Okay.
Good, sir. Good, sir. Considering the condition of this weapon, as is colloquially known as a halberd, you know, with all the blood stains and all the chips, I think you and I could come to a good old gentleman's agreement.
Yeah, 125.
Oh, you gotta do better than that, good sir. Maybe like what? We're talking about 115? Come on. It is chipped and bloodied. And I know you got 75.
Lowest I can go is 130.
Oh, that's not how we deal. That is not how we deal here, good sir.
Then accept the original offer. I don't know what to tell you.
I demand a living too.
And how about this? 125, and my brother will give you a discount.
A discount for what?
Getting it sharpened. Dumb motherfucker. Are you not around here?
How actually, good sir, I'm not, as you can clearly see. I'm from a colder climate.
Oh yeah, we don't sell to those fucking Sheolians.
I do not know what that is, but good on you, good sir. Now, how about this?
Hold on. It's a place on the map in a colder climate.
Well, I am not from there.
Aren't you from York?
Well, no, I don't know where the fuck I'm from. Well, this is out of character, of course. Wow, but no, probably, I don't know.
That should have been background information that you should have created.
It was! It's literally in the bio I sent you.
Then look at it and tell him where you're from.
No, Austin, it's funny. No. It's funny because he has amnesia.
Buy the stuff or something. I don't fucking know.
Anywho.
Okay.
None of us know where we're from.
Anywho, he's offering you $125. No, the rest of you know where you're from. It's only him that doesn't remember.
We were literally
anything.
Just at my house.
Oh, yeah.
Anywho. He's offering you $125 and a discount to get it sharpened.
Or how is $125 and I get it sharpened for free? What the fuck? What kind of good salesman or good weapons dealer sells a subpar weapon and offers it to be sharpened?
Used weapon. You chose a used weapon. You don't go to a pawn
you
shop.
You should have sharpened it before you sold it.
No, shut the fuck up. You don't go to a pawn shop and ask them to air dust your fucking PS5 that you just bought. No, you take it home and you air dust it yourself.
How old would the PS5 have to be to collect that much dust?
Yeah, literally, we had a family member buy a laptop from a pawn shop, and it had cockroaches in it.
Okay. Exactly. How about this? $125, and you just throw in a blade sharpening for free. It's literally nothing.
You just said that, and I just said no. You keep this.
Oh my!
This is the "what is your name" joke all over again.
I'm making another TikTok about that.
Wait, what is your name?
Torvin. I am the one they
Jesus
know as
Christ.
Torvin.
No! Like, what is the nigga's name? Like, literally, what is his name? Who am I speaking to? Who's the shopkeeper?
I thought he said, "What is this N-word's name?" I was like, "What the hell?"
Who is the shopkeeper? I guess your name.
My name's Barry.
Well, Barry
Allen.
No, copyright.
Esquire the third.
Fuck it, Barry 124 deal.
Sorry, it's Barry Allen Esquire the third to you. Only my friends call me Barry.
Barry Allen Esquire the third, 124 deal.
Deal. No takesies backsies and no discount. Gold. And he holds out his hand.
Whoa. What do you mean? No discount. That was part of the deal.
$124 deal.
Oh, I misspoke. Nope. $125.
Nope. You
That's
said
your fucking
I misspoke. $125?
You said deal. He said deal. Deal is done. There's no changes.
You.
That is.
No takesies, backsies.
Am I going to have to drag him out of here?
I don't know. Is he going to get his gold given away so that he can take this item?
I will be grudgingly. You know what? I am going to give good old Barry 124 gold pieces in fucking copper.
Well, you don't have copper because we've get established fucked. That the entire world here uses gold. It's
dumb.
There's only gold.
Welcome to RuneScape, motherfucker!
Bullshit, whatever. Here's the 124 gold. Give me my fucking halberd.
Yeah, and
Barry.
He's gonna pull the halberd off the shelf. He's gonna wrap it up all nice and neat with a little bow.
Oh, wow.
As if he gives a shit. And then he's gonna hand it over to you. And, you know, he's gonna go,
"Well, don't go chopping off any heads."
And he's gonna walk away. Bale.
I hope
great. Bale, you had a question?
Yes, I want to see if it's possible if I can get Adobe Free Find it. It took 9 years. Nightshade's Revenge Greatsword.
What the fuck is that?
Good question.
It's blue. Blue.
If that was clipped out of context. What color is it?
Blue.
I am...
Dumbass.
Quit gaslighting him.
I'm going to say yes. There is a very large display case. And in that very large display case, there is only one item. And it is a silver-hilted with emeralds and celestial runes instilled into it, black metal sword with written engraving in celestial down both sides of the blade. One side of the blade. Does anybody here speak celestial?
I think I might.
No, no, I thanks. Just, it's only a yes or no.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
My languages have disappeared. I speak no languages, apparently.
Oh, cool. You don't even speak English. It's because
you switched your fucking race.
So, Gelfroy and Bale, Gelfroy and Sephiroth, one side of this blade says Touch of Death. The other side of the blade reads Embrace the Darkness. In the display case itself, you can see that there is dark, shadowy smoke swirling around the blade. It is not heavy. It is very wispy. It is a tiny amount of smoke. And the price on that says 250 gold.
I'll take it.
Cool.
You want to handle it? For 10 minutes,
I speak celestial.
Okay.
I am also going. That's all I need. I already have all my potions and stuff. I'm going to proceed to attune to it, find a dark room and attune to it.
Yeah.
Meditate.
Make it happen.
I don't have any languages, and I can't find where to add them.
I had to click on languages to find out what mine was.
Anybody like, else wanting to do anything it. While Got we're you. Here?
I'd like to go sharpen my fucking used halberd.
For sure. You're going to walk up and it looks almost identical to the other shopkeeper. The guy that is actively sharpening weapons. He looks practically identical. It's like almost the same person, except this one has a pair of glasses and a mustache.
Wait, let me guess. Are you Barry Esquire the Second?
Yes, I am Barry Esquire the Second.
Yes. Your brother and I just had a wonderful dealing.
Oh, you enjoyed it?
Yes, it was exquisite of the highest order.
Good. That means that I don't have to offer you a discount for his rudeness.
Oh my! I mean, I would still love that discount.
Oh.
You know, I am a newcomer, a new traveler. I've never been to this fine city of yours before.
I don't want to know when you started doing that. I don't know. Want to know how new you are at it.
At what?
Nothing. Never mind. You said you were a newcomer. I don't need to know where you started.
Okay, yes. Right. The language of this land must be different. I mean, I am literally new in this town.
Oh, why didn't you say that?
Yes. You know what? My people speak a more eloquent tongue.
Are you saying
this town is a little bit more literal?
That I'm not cultural?
Oh, no. It's just I'm of a different culture, the one you've never seen before.
I'll have you know. That's it. That's all.
So, good sir, I bring you this kit halberd. May I get a discount on having it sharpened, please?
Yeah, for sure. You and my brother are friends. I'm sure he won't
you know, tell me later that you just lied to me and, you know, that you guys aren't besties.
I am sure whatever you say, good sir. Yes. I am.
Maybe I should just call him real quick.
No, he's busy selling a really nice sword to an associate of mine, so he will be preoccupied.
Reaches for his sending stone.
Yeah. He does, and he does lift up the sending stone, kind of like discreetly, like he's calling 911.
Like to order a pizza?
Yeah. I need an angel.
Wait. Okay. Because it's Sephiro that's buying the sword, can I signal to him to distract his brother?
You don't have to. The sending doesn't go through because the shopkeeper is in fact busy with Sephiro. So after a moment of, you know, the Skype ringtone, he goes, "Oh, I guess you're telling the truth. You can't be a liar now." And he goes, "One gold piece and I'll sharpen that nice blade for you."
There you go, good sir. One gold piece. It is yours.
Perfect. I don't know why he offers a discount to everybody. It's only 2 gold pieces at full price.
But
here we go. And he's going to take your blade. He's going to sharpen it. He's going to take a bit of sandpaper and smooth down the handle. Not so that it no longer holds the intricate carvings and everything, but so that there's no splinters that will get you or anything like that. He also polishes all of the metal and makes sure there's not a single nick in the metal or wood carving. And when he hands it back to you, it's as if it's brand new. However, down at the bottom, there is still the previous owner's branding, which is SN.
Ah, thank you, Barry Esquire II. It has been truly a pleasure dealing with you.
Of course. Don't be afraid to come on back anytime you need that thing polished up. It's a pretty special weapon you got there.
And do give your brother my fondest regards.
What's your name?
Lelia.
Oh, perfect.
That is my name. Yeah,
I will tell him you love him.
Of course. And
you want to go out to dinner? Good.
Yes.
Does he swing?
Tell him all of that.
Okay. Good. Perfect. Yeah. Perfect.
I walk out. I briskly walk the fuck out of there.
And I'm just gonna be standing him with right this clean ass blade
where I've heard everything.
Yes, Austin, you do see Gelfroy with his clean ass blade. Sephiro is.
I'm gonna pat him on the shoulder. I'm gonna pat him on the shoulder real quick. Clean blade's no good.
I will look at him with a slight tinge of disgust.
Well, where did you get a headband of?
I'm gonna hold out my blade, which is still has Lothar's blood.
I ended up buying that in the crystal cloak like 3 sessions ago.
Okay, I didn't know. Ooh. I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, I've been the only one buying shit because I originally bought it for Mary while she was gone. You know that,
and I'm gonna
the time she was late, but she never got it.
Austin, what were you doing?
So after he responded, I'm going to hold my blade out in front of him with the dried blood from Lothar still on it.
And my blade still has blood on it. It's a good blade.
Oh, yes. Good Vulcan, good sir. Was that the blade that you lost? Oh, sorry, that part of it got lost in that fight with your son's father? What was his name? I forget.
Still got blood on it.
Ah, yes. Won that fight again?
Bloody blade.
Gelfroy, Lothar wasn't Bjorn's father either.
Torbjorn himself is.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is Bjorn?
Boros, not
Bjorn. Boros the second.
Bjorn identity.
Holy shit, it's Jason Bjorn.
Okay. That's horrible. Anywho, Bale, if you want to give that to Sephiroth, you can. It's kind of a cute little jewelry item.
Oh, kinky.
What is he proposing?
I don't know. How are you doing it, Sephiro? What are
you
doing?
Wait, did go on a date.
Jewelry, is it like necklace? Is it a ring? Is it a bracelet? Is it a cock ring?
Said the headband of intellect, stupid.
Ah, headband. I did not hear that part. Literally in the name, dog.
Dumbass.
It could be a ring for a giant.
I will just give it to
her. Literally in the name.
Hold on. Shush.
I will just give that to her, but I would like to proceed back to the guy. And like, is there anybody else around?
Like, what do you mean?
Can we go like to a side chat real quick for like 15 seconds?
Yeah, there's tons of people around, and I'll pull you to a side chat. What's up?
So what I want to do is, if that's what you're getting at, because Mary and I have already been like low key hinting at it. If I'm gonna do that, I'm actually just gonna like low key like buy a ring.
Yeah.
We'd or I can buy her a weapon. I suppose with the weapon.
Yeah, that's fine. We don't have to keep that from the party because they're playing their characters in specific places. You could just go off on your own after attuning.
Okay.
Perfect.
Bet.
Okie dokie.
Like, I evolved from them.
Sorry, your cousins.
They're like genetically, they're like super fucking distant cousins.
Anywho.
Still a distant cousin.
Was there anything anybody else wanted to do before we move away from the shopkeeping and into the festivities?
Yes. Is it nighttime?
No, it is late day. The sun is going down. That's the whole point of the Harvest Festival, is they do it at night.
Going to the tavern.
I'm going to give Mary the headband of intellect, but I'm going to stay in the shop and keep browsing.
Yeah, for sure.
I would like to ask Vulcan a question, though.
Okay, you're going to the tavern with Vulcan?
Are you gonna ask me a question?
Before he goes,
going to the tavern. Ask me that.
You know, but before you go, I don't want to follow you to where there's alcohol. There's only trouble can be brought about that.
Where's that Southern draw? This is in character.
Yeah, I was gonna say. You haven't spoken to me yet.
I don't manage inventory.
He's my just currently staring at me and breathing slow.
I believe it's under the armor. And it's
Green. My good sir, might I trouble you for just 1 second?
I'm going to the bar. You can talk to me.
I'm going to pause. Bale, you don't have to do all that. She doesn't have to do that. I can move it to party equipment.
Okay.
She can now go to party inventory. That is how you can transfer stuff to each other. You can now go to party inventory, and she can access it, equip it that way.
I appreciate that.
Go ahead, boys. Sorry for interrupting.
All right. Before you do go, might I just trouble you for one question?
What do you want?
Now, if I do remember so ever so clearly in our last, two towns over, what was her name again? Inspector Duché. I do believe that's what it was. Remember the cows and the you looking all weird and naked in the field? Remember that?
What of it?
with this good old blood moon that is fast approaching us,
you go to the
will there be any very shenanigans, or more so than you already are?
I feel fine.
Yeah, but you said that the last time, if I do remember.
Why? I'm going to the bar, so I don't need to think about it.
Alrighty. Well, good luck with that.
You're not even going to come with. You're going to make me drink alone. That's fucking depressing.
Didn't you stab me a couple while back? It was rather
I'm offering painful. You drink.
I will accompany you begrudgingly so you don't get us in trouble.
I want to make
very anybody clear else want to come with open invite.
Hold on. I want to make very clear to everybody, because I had to mute Marion Bale. If there is an ongoing scene and you are not in character interrupting that scene, don't interrupt that scene. That was the reason we lost Chaz and Kaylee, is because they weren't getting an opportunity to proceed without other people interrupting them. So I want to make it very clear. I'm giving people the floor if they want to do things. If you say, I want to do something, I will give you the floor to make it happen. That is the whole point of a DM. If somebody else is doing something and there is interrupting, I will be server muting until that person is done with their scene. Just to be fair to everybody.
I like it.
Cool beans.
We have to take a look.
Do what? Talleyrand?
No, it was a joke. Never mind. Ignore that.
That's it.
Lively story.
You all see a really big hand emerge from the heavens.
The clouds split.
Whoa! Why?
A massive golden hand.
What transgressions have been had this day?
Hold on, Bale. I am actively giving you items. That is not a thing. That is an amulet. I have got you. Don't worry. I am just editing these pictures, and you are going to pick one. And what you pick is what you get.
Motherfucker.
Okay, dope.
No matter what you pick, it'll be the same price, which will be all the money you currently have minus about 30 gold.
Womp, womp.
Why does he get free shit? I actually have some stuff I need to sell anyways.
That's fine.
So can I pick that? Because I can sell like my short bow.
You do that afterwards.
Okay.
The current price is I believe 300, but it is a luck of the draw. There is nobody that knows what these things do.
That's fine. I have 368 gold left.
Yeah, I know. That's what I said.
I'm pointing that out because I'm the only one buying shit.
No.
Hey, yeah, I bought shit.
Yeah, you calm down over there.
The difference is, who owns a horse? Who owns a horse?
Yeah, but that's in that same vein.
Who owns four horses?
Go, I swear to God, pick an option.
I'm not going to go directly to the tavern. I'm going to wait so that way I can invite everyone else.
Third one.
You said the third one?
Yes, sir.
I would have gone with the first one, but whatever.
Well, it's up to you. I don't care.
No, it's too late.
I like you telling him to pick, and then
you tell him he picked wrong.
Hey, all I'll say is one of them was a legendary item, and you didn't get it. So,
first one. Change my mind.
Nope, too late.
That's fine.
It is in your pocket. Go ahead and remove your 300 gold. And with that, nobody else said they wanted to do anything unless Kat suddenly changed her mind.
Nope, I don't have enough gold for anything at the moment, so I'll just wait.
Mary, I'm attuning my weapons because I, you know, once he gave me the headband and went back into the store, my character was kind of just like chilling in a quiet corner, peacefully attuning to my stuff.
Richard, that one sucks.
You chose it. Fine, hold on.
Like, that one's like completely useless in any of the situations so far this entire campaign.
That is bullshit. He doesn't get a switch.
Okay, so we're gonna go with the second one. I lied. There were two legendaries. You picked the only blue, and you're right. It is. It literally, for everybody else, just for equality, for equality's sake, the item itself negated difficult terrain, which we already don't recognize. I didn't read it. I didn't read it, but we have never done difficult terrain unless it's by a spell. So, you can have the second one. The just so that, you know, now that you know two of the three, the third one was a ring of three wishes. So,
I want a ring of three wishes.
That, yeah, well, it's too late. So remove your gold and we are moving on. Mary, you do get that hour to attune. Bale, you also get that hour to attune before moving back into the shops and making your final purchases with the rest of your gold. I'm assuming you were doing it because everybody else seems to fuck up their shopkeeping experiences. You know. But as... Vulcan, words. You are in the tavern getting drunk with quite a few other people. Most of them are farmers. They are celebrating. It is a joyous occasion in this tavern. It is different than any tavern you've been in where the mood is kind of sour and, you know, lonely and not great. Gelfor, you said you were going with him. So while you guys are there, you make a ton of friends with the city folk. Everything goes smoothly. There's no violence. Today is a day of celebration. So it is as if everybody has been on their best behavior and is there to lighten the atmosphere. Vulcan, I know that's hard for you with what you've just gone through.
I was going to say, I'm sitting at the bar drinking, just drinking.
But I feel like with every single other person in this bar having a great time, there's comedy, there's like really good comedians that are going up on stage and telling good jokes, making light of horrible situations, you know, like one of them.
I'm going to let the party try to cheer me up.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. The party's not with you.
Damn, I'm drinking alone.
It's not a permanent cheer up. It's just, you know, in this moment, you're carefree. You hear a joke about somebody's airship. Bad dying. Somebody's airship veering off course and taking out two wizard towers, and you fucking cry laughing about it. It is just some of the funniest shit you've heard.
Do I laugh a little too hard at any of this?
Yes, because you're in pain.
Ouch. You know, the airship was an inside job. You know, the wizard knew it was coming.
Is that what one damage feels like?
Yeah, your one point of psychic damage is healed.
Momentarily.
Yeah, momentarily.
Those damned airships.
Hold on, bear with me for just one second. I made a fucky wucky. Here we go.
Don't tell me anyone's gonna upset me.
No, not here.
I love how he said that.
Yeah,
I was gonna say, don't let somebody kill my fucking high.
Well, shit.
Homeboy needs this.
Gelfroy.
Yeah.
You are obviously at this tavern to keep an eye on Vulcan, not to befriend him, as you have said. When everything's going on around you and everybody's having a grand old time, there's no violence, there's no hatred of each other. It is just pure. It's a joyous occasion. Are you partaking?
Oh, fuck no. But I do want to do two things. One,
make it clear, find out. Bartender serves blood.
Yes!
Ooh!
Well, I'm going to have me a nice pint of blood, and in an act of unceremonious camaraderie, I will offer the sad bovine to my left or right, whichever direction he sits in, he's sitting around me, a glass of fresh blood. Is this blood wine or is blood?
It's blood.
It's blood of orphans.
Even better. Sorrow. Delicious. I will offer him a cup of blood. Mix with beer, whatever the fuck he wants.
This is the one time of year that throughout the year they gather blood for. Part of the blood harvest has yet to be revealed, but requires blood. So they also serve blood for any and all who might be daring enough to drink it in this moment of blood harvest.
This is my kind of town.
So is this a pint of, like, a pint filled with blood that he's offering me?
Correct. Oh, no. I'm offering you a mug of blood. I'm not going to give you the whole damn thing.
So he's offering to split his pint with you.
I'm going to order the strongest liquor that they have and do the same.
Perfect. So you guys are offering a trade to each other, one of blood and one of liquor.
Yes. Yeah.
Are you accepting of this trade, both of you?
I will accept his liquor, but you know the whole trick of where you go to drink it, but you secretly splash it behind you?
Yeah, that's not going to work here.
No. Whoa. Let him do it, because I was going to do the same thing.
I want to be very clear. This is a very clean establishment. It would be very obvious.
Okay.
Especially the blood.
Yeah, especially the blood.
Is somebody bleeding?
It's like
we must collect it.
Vulcan takes the shot and like pretends to sneeze, and you just see the blood splatter across the wall behind him. It looks like he sneezed his brains out.
Oh god.
So, with that information in mind, knowing that it will be entirely like there is no sleight of hand check that will save you from it being so noticeable that you have both thrown your drinks on the floor or the walls behind you.
I suppose I'll drink it. I'll be a nice guy once.
I'll take a sip, I guess.
Perfect. So Gelfroy, the alcohol that you received is fire wine.
Ah.
Which is one of their highest classes of alcohol. And Vulcan, so both of you are going to have to... both of you are going to have to pay the same amount of gold. I think it's going to be 10 gold pieces, simply because the blood is in limited stock and the fire wine is a import.
Damn city prices. Fuck.
This is cheap.
Dundiddly dude.
I want to make clear that this party is discount. One of the very few places you can buy blood, obviously, and one of the few places in this kingdom, or this nation rather, that you can get fire wine. Because you guys are on the sea shore, fire wine is an import that they receive.
You mean the coast?
Whatever. But That fire wine is incredibly alcoholic. And Vulcan, you take your drink of blood, and for just like a very split moment, there is something in the corner of your vision, just out of view. It is murky. It is basically a shadow on the wall in the tavern, and it's humanoid and red. And then when you turn to look at it, it's gone.
That's not terrifying. I get a fucking drink paralysis demon. What do you guys got? weird flex, but okay.
With that being said, Gelfroy, you have disadvantage on persuasion check or on saves against persuasion.
Yes. So
basically, anybody who tries to persuade you of anything for the next hour.
Holds on.
That's how we're gonna resolve that.
But I just took a sip.
It doesn't matter. It's fire wine, brother.
I don't know.
It's time to get fucked up.
They only serve it in a shot glass, and that is the $10 or the $10 gold price. And so he
didn't. I asked to split two mugs.
Doesn't matter. That's not how they serve it. That is considered their mug for fire wine itself.
Holy shit!
Yeah. So
I was about to say this is going to be expensive.
Yeah, you split the one shot into two. And obviously, both of you have drank before, I'd assume.
Oh, yeah.
It is higher than your constitution can handle, and you are both decently tipsy. So, Austin, I'm assuming you're drinking your fire wine with him as well?
Oh, absolutely. I'll fucking put it in the blood to make it spicy.
Cool beans. I'm assuming you're drinking the blood with him as well?
Yeah.
This forms a momentary bond between the two of you.
I hate this.
It's not weird. It's
simply
you can feel that something is.
It's attached, a bromance.
It is attached to Vulcan.
Oh yes, it's his fake god.
And Vulcan, you can feel that something is attached to Gelfroy.
That's fucking weird.
No, you can feel it. You can't articulate it because you don't know what it is. So you would just scramble for words if you tried to say, hey, I feel something's attached to you. You wouldn't know how to word it.
Ghost.
Anywho.
There ain't no good to do.
With that, once you guys have finished your drinks, it looks like all of the townsfolk are going out of the tavern to participate in the blood harvest. The rest of the party, you guys are all, I'm assuming, partaking in the harvest.
Like going out into the field?
No. This is the celebration.
I was going to say...
The harvest itself actually happened already.
I'm fuckered up and ready to go party, right?
I guess let's go.
Okay. Bail, Mary?
Yeah, that's fine. We'll go
celebrate. Check my message. Since we're celebrating.
Can I have a mental chat with Bale?
Yeah.
For a sec.
Do it.
I mean, well, because okay, technically, whatever we say here, no one else can hear because it's our stones.
Yes, effectively. That's how roleplay works.
Go. Sephiroth, can you hear me?
I can.
Yeah. How goes your craving?
It is good for the time being. I have other plans in mind at the moment.
But I mean, this town sells pitchers of blood.
for 10 gold apiece. Getting on that action.
Now is the time for celebration, and I am planning a celebration of my own.
Oh. Will there be bloodshed involved?
Not yet.
But they will be eventually.
When it's consummated.
Oh, God.
Giggity. I like the way you said hell? That.
Red wings.
Anybody else touching the bottom of their desk right now?
Anywho, okay. Now that that's out of the way. So, you guys all followed the crowd and eventually end up meeting back up with each other. Sephiroth and Sephiroth, you both come from your various dark corners where you were furiously attuning to your tools.
Together, I presume.
Is that what the kids are calling it? Attuning to your tools? Anywho. Laylia, you didn't say you were ever doing anything, so I'm assuming you've just been kind of standing and observing the crowd and the city people, and then eventually realize, hey, there's a commotion. Everybody's heading that way. I'll go too. And then Gelfroy and Talleyrand, you guys are... So what? Gelfroy and Vulcan. Gelfroy and Vulcan, you both stumble out of the bar, the tavern, and follow the crowd of farmers. They're all hooting and hollering, having a great time, and you guys have started to join in on this. In fact, you've started to become really a part of their hooting and hollering good time.
Oh boy, I don't like that.
I rolled for it.
I heard you roll for it.
It beat both of your guys' numbers. So, you guys are befriending this city folk of farmers. And it gets so far as to they just absolutely adore you. They laugh at all of your really bad jokes. Even things that you say that aren't jokes, they're finding to be hilarious because you're not from here. And you are all handed, you know, different shopkeeper coupons.
Can I roll to find this weird?
No. I already rolled for that. You find this amazing because they're giving you coupons.
Am I being charmed?
No.
I can't be charmed.
Yo, you were just persuaded. They've persuaded you to talk to them and enjoy yourself and have fun in this moment. And let everything else go. And it's not anything beyond they are happy that you're here to celebrate with them. And they are willing to offer, a friends and family discount for each of their various shops. So basically, every shop in town is represented here among these farmers.
Okay.
Their wives work in the shops doing various things. You've got tailors, you've got armorers, you've got weaponsmiths, blacksmiths, all those things. You have
any blacksmiths?
You have discounts for all of the shops in town, should you choose to use them at any point in time. Obviously, you know, you've just finished spending your gold, so when you were to come back, because we will be coming back and forth into this town several times, it might benefit you. However, everybody kind of has gathered into the town square, and there is a very large stage set up. The stage is lit by two very massive bonfires, and it looks like magic has been used because the bonfires are in the shape of a blood drop. The moon is perfectly behind the backdrop, behind the podium, and it is just above, so everybody can see it illuminating down onto the town, and you all watch as the moon begins to turn red across the center. Austin, as of right now, you don't feel anything out of the ordinary. Usually with a full moon, you're angry. You have a hard time dealing with your emotions, and then obviously you get naked and chase down cattle.
Auga.
Sephiro, you, in all of your plan making for the moment, you feel something is missing. You have missed something. You have not planned for something happening. And it gnaws at the back of your mind, but it's small enough that after the excitement of this moment of seeing everybody come together and what you have planned for yourself, you let it go.
Let it go.
Okay.
And what do you do?
I would like to go on the stage and gather attention and invite Sephiroth to the stage.
Oh my god.
Oh shit.
It's happening.
And you see all these farmers are like, who the fuck is Sephiroth? They're looking around.
Get down, you fucking foreigner.
Get down, Mr. President.
Mary?
Sorry. In this? Yeah, I will. I will, like, silently and sneakily, like, appear on the stage.
We know those two.
I will start by casting my thaumaturgy or whatever, however you pronounce that.
Thaumaturgy?
Yep, twice. Once, I'm going to change the bonfires to the color blue. And then I am going to use the second one to cause a promiscuous sound in the from thin air that everyone hears. That's almost like, what?
Like moans? Promiscuous?
Yeah, whoa. Is that the word you want to use?
like a love tone song, like a slow piano or some shit.
How about this?
Or I can do like All-Star.
I got you.
Teddy Swims.
The second one's not going to happen, the second thaumaturgy, but once a few of the bards in the town or the city see what's going on, they assume what's going on, and they start playing together in a perfect, beautiful medley.
Bet.
What is all me in here?
It's all an angel.
Shush.
And then I would like to start my speech where I say, my dearest companion.
Nope. Yeah, there you go. Do it in character.
We braved the Underdark, crossed blades with devils, and even survived big tavern bills. Through every danger, you've been my shield, my light, my reason to fight. So here before gods and dice alike, I kneel not as a warrior, but as a fool who loves. God damn it. There it is. will you take my hand and join your fate with mine for this life and the remainder of our fate? Do I need to roll a persuasion check?
Oh.
Mary, are you accepting, or does he need to roll a persuasion
check? Holy shit!
Make him roll.
Just because I was once a dude, he should roll persuasion.
I just did. It's a nat 20.
No, you don't get to roll. You don't get to roll. Oh, shit. What's your modifier?
Let me take a look.
It's plus none of your goddamn business.
I whisper to like the random person next to me. That's a modern couple right there.
It's plus three.
Hey, Bale.
What?
You say these words, and Mary, you momentarily forget that you used to be a dude and you guys used to be bros. The thought in your head becomes a bro would let a bro hit.
I'm going to nudge the guy next to me. You know, she used to be a guy, right?
Hey, I'm the guy next
to you. It sounded like you were crying. You were like, I'm going to nudge the guy next to me.
What's that?
It's hosey for bros now.
Yeah, you totally sounded like you were crying when you said it. It was fucking hilarious. It sounded like the moment got to you. Anyways, so, Mary, you are convinced.
I would like to produce the ring and get down on one knee. That way she can at least see it.
How did the people
imagine feel about it? Failed?
I would be.
The hilarious. Whole crowd has gone deathly silent. So I want to make it clear, when he started his speech, the whole crowd started to hush, and by the time Vulcan went, hey, he used to be a, or she used to be a man, by the time that happened, it was the loudest thing that happened. And so the whole crowd is dead silent, and they hear, he used to be a man. Fuck. No, no. It's not something you can hear. The crowd around them can hear.
You know she used to be a guy, right?
I was there.
Mary?
Barry, male, you there?
So, since my character is mostly like a stealth character and doesn't like to be the center of attention, I'm gonna like sidestep to beside Sephiroth, and I will get up on my tippy toes because I think he's taller than me, and I'll answer him by whispering in his ear, sure.
Perfect. And to save time, he obviously puts the ring on your finger and the crowd goes wild.
Hold on. He got down on one knee and she got up on her tiptoes. I'm like, how did she whisper in his ear?
Hey man, tall skin.
Doesn't matter. The crowd goes wild. Anywho,
we're not gonna get into that.
Do you want to move that ring to party, or can I do that?
You can. You should be able to. And then she can equip it from party.
I'm sorry, I had to point that out.
With that, the thaumaturgy ends. I'm assuming Bale and Mary, Sephiroth and Sephiroth step off as. Engaged, and after a brief moment, the city governor comes up and starts to, you know, first introduce himself to anybody who doesn't know who he is, and then congratulate the two, and then he states, "Let the Blood Harvest Festival commence." And with that, everybody cheers again. The crowd goes wild, and it becomes pretty much a night of just absolute partying. There's games. There's all kinds of shit that's happening. There's actual fucking sparring matches where people are fighting for gold and glory and blood.
Is there any debauchery?
You had me fully expecting some kind of slaughter.
I was going to go more like the slanesh, you know, sex fest, but hey.
Yeah, I was thinking like there was going to be like an ambush where the city folk just try to murder us all.
No, oh, so...
I thought it was going to turn into a purge.
Vulcan, in the middle of this, in the corner of your eye again, you see that figure that you saw in the tavern. He is standing among the crowd. And with the light of the moon and the light of the fire, for just a moment, you can take in that it looks like Torvin. However, as soon as you turn to get a better look, he's gone. And then you have a side-splitting headache. Something feels like it is tearing your head to shreds. And the only thing you begin to see now is red.
Oh, shit.
Fuck.
Is he wincing in pain or anything? Can any of us see his reaction?
So because of the crowd and Gelfroy saying that he was still right next to him, I believe Gelfroy and Lelia, who still hasn't talked in the last hour, would notice that his hands have taken on a purple hue at the fingertips. And that he is experiencing pain. Vulcan, go ahead and take 5 points of psychic damage.
Yikes. All right. Got it.
So, Kat, are you going to participate?
I've tried.
No, you haven't.
I'll go up to him and make sure, like, grab his hands and go, "Are you feeling okay?" With deep, deep concern.
Vulcan.
My head.
And as you pounding. Say that, as you say that, your claws, your amethyst claws, burst from your fingertips and stab into her hands.
Yikes!
Kat, go ahead and take a point of damage.
One.
It's not. Yeah, 1 point. It's not. It wasn't intentional, and it's not deep. It's just as you have grabbed his hands, his claws have extended in such a way that they have basically given you some cuts on your wrist.
Just enough to draw blood.
Yeah, it's attention cuts, not yeah.
Anyways, yeah, yeah.
Cross the river.
Play scratches.
I take it I can see all of this going down.
Yeah.
I would like to tell Sephiroth that we might need to leave now.
Sephiroth's not down there.
No. I have the mind.
I'll start dragging him away from the crowd because I can sense that something is.
Yeah, Gelfroy.
Obviously, something is changing in him. I need to get him out.
I'm going to resist because the pain is so bad that I just cannot move.
What are you guys' strength modifiers?
Plus 6.
Yeah, she's not going to win that one.
Strength.
Go for it. Might have to assist.
No, wait. That's my strength save. Or is that what it would be?
No. Strength contested.
Oh, my regular strength modifier is plus 3. But if I'm raging and I'm in that...
You're not.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm plus 0. So,
Okay. Well, you... both tied without modifiers, but Austin, you have a plus 3. So, with modifiers, Lelia, you start pulling on Vulcan to get him out of the crowd, and he does not budge in the slightest. There's a slight lean to his shoulders because obviously he's experiencing sheer amounts of pain, but that pain is rooting mm-hmm. him in place.
Okay.
At this time, when you have pulled on him, there is blood seeping down his eyes, or from his eyes down his cheeks and his ears. And there's a little bit dribbling out of his mouth and nose.
I'm going to panically look for any of the other party members and start yelling their names for help.
Perfect. Vulcan, take another 10 points of psychic damage.
Oh, that's hot. That hurt. 35. Fuck.
As you are shouting out into the crowd, you start to incite a slight panic.
Should I take the paralyzed?
You should, yes. You start to incite a slight panic among the crowd. All they hear is you shouting for help from your friends. They are not privy to what's going on. They have no idea. To them, it just looks like he is bleeding out of his orifices. What are you doing, Kat?
I'm going to grip his face, make him look at me straight in the eyes, and go, take deep breaths to try to calm his mind.
I don't feel so good.
Mr. Stark.
Can I do a persuasion check to kind of help with that?
Yeah, what's your persuasion?
Let me see.
While she's figuring all that out,
be plus four.
Like the ball of my hand, you know, like where your thumb is, pressing those into my temples, and the claws are scratching the top of my head.
For sure.
Yeah.
You try, but it doesn't seem like you're getting through his pain, and he's not really hearing you. Austin, go ahead and take another 15 points of psychic damage. And tell me what that puts you at.
Shit.
At any point, do I become aware of this?
Yeah, at this point, she shouted for you all.
20.
Perfect. At this point, she's shouted for you all, so you all have come over. And now you see that Vulcan's eyes, still bleeding, have turned amethyst. And
so
black.
I would like to come over, and I would like to like wrap my arms around his waist and pick him up over my shoulder and carry him out of the crowd so we can try to figure out what's going on in peace.
Wait, okay. He's actively resisting, so give me a strength check. And
I'll help him.
Yours was.
Would mine be a save on that?
Yeah.
Can I help him?
Yeah, you can help him.
I thought mine was muted.
Yeah, somebody is echoing and screaming. I would say, Bale, what's your modifier? Gelfroy, give me a straight d20 roll and tell me what the outcome is.
My strength is plus 4.
Okay, strength d20, 13.
Perfect. Vulcan, with your paralyzed condition, you can no longer speak.
Hell yeah. That's not terrifying at all.
That's part of it. You can no longer speak or move.
Gotcha. So just grunting?
And then your save. So that's perfect. Sephiro, you try to your hardest, and there is a moment where it seems like you've almost picked him up over your shoulder. However, even with Gelfroy helping try to lift Vulcan up, there is no chance that you guys are able to move him. And you all watch as bones begin to snap in his
body. Does he have the ability to make a willing decision even though he can't speak?
What is it? Yeah, I mean,
like, is there a way he can like blink or something?
I'm paralyzed, not retarded.
Yeah.
So I'm going to perform my blood ritual.
Oh, let me finish telling you what happens here. You all begin to hear his bones cracking and snapping in half. You watch as his skin begins to split on his forearms and his legs, the parts that you can see, and across his face. And beneath it, underneath the cracked skin and where you can see his flesh, it becomes purple fur.
Is he becoming a furry?
I was about to ask, is he becoming a furry? You're becoming a Care Bear?
Do you guys not remember me gnawing on the neck of that cow?
Oh, sure, but we didn't know you were purple.
I know, but yeah, I didn't know you were purple. I thought you were a normal color.
What fucking color do you think amethyst is?
You just said your eyes it was were green. You only said
and the claws that split your hands.
Anywho, Sephiro, you said you wanted to do something. This is the last thing you'll probably be able to do.
Yes. At this point, I can kind of see what he's doing, what's happening. And I am going to grapple him in an attempt to keep him from going somewhere else and being wild.
That's pretty dumb.
Now, I'm going to start yelling at the crowd. I'm going to start yelling at the crowd, evacuate the square.
And yes, that's kind of what I'm trying to do here.
I will say that it does start working. People start moving away from the area, but they don't leave. This is a celebration, so they're just thinking you're method actors or something. So they make a very wide berth.
So I am going to use my third, or I couldn't use my second. So I'm going to use my second thaumaturgy or whatever, and I'm going to cause the ground to quake.
Are you replacing that with grappling him? I said you have one move.
Yes, I am changing that.
Okay.
I'm not grappling him. And then I'm going to use my last, third and last thaumaturgy to use booming voice and yell as loud as I can for everybody to get out before or somebody's going to die. I'm going to cause panic, pretty much.
Okay. like I said, it is, they have seen repeated outlandish things tonight, and you guys have as well, of things that people are doing for show. Give me a perception check, or sorry, what's your persuasion? My apologies, and I'll give it with disadvantage, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, give me just a second. Let me see here. My persuasion is +3. It worked the other day, so as long as it works like it did with the cum, we'll be fine.
Whoa.
So you start shouting, and the crowd is absolutely obsessed with your every word in this moment. They are listening, and they are enjoying the show that you're giving them. They believe it. It's not, you know, they don't believe it enough to go away, but they believe this is a great story that they're putting on, a great play, if you will.
You're like a show.
And with that, Austin, take 20 points of psychic damage.
But I am unconscious.
You're not. You're still standing. But the rest of you watch as, for just a moment, a coalescence of blood surrounds his body and then is absorbed back into him again. And for a moment, you can see Boros the second, the kid. And then, Austin, your eyes become fully bloodshot and blood fills your eyes, and you're taken away mentally. And you're standing in front of Torvine. And he looks at you and starts to speak.
I wish you had given it time.
Given fuck. Given what time?
A mortal body can only handle so many things at once.
And with that, you begin to feel every part of your body in pain. You're snapped, you are slowly pulled apart cell by cell. And in front of you is still Torvin, and it looks like he's going to stay till the very end as the universe itself shreds you apart piece by piece. For everybody else watching among the crowd, and even the crowd themselves, the things that you see that the blood from Vulcan's face has started to seep into the dirt and has started steaming. His veins have become, these words don't make sense. He lets out a horrible howl that tears through the entire city, rattling bone, horn, shaking the ground like the drumbeat of the gods, and then silence, stillness. The sky above crackles with lightning, but it's not really lightning. It's red. It doesn't hold the shape of lightning itself. It cracks in three distinct directions towards Vulcan, and you all hear glass break inside your ears. The villagers all clutch their ears, covering their heads, and suddenly everything sinks in that they should have listened. The stars above you begin to smear like wet paint. Vulcan's body convulses, his veins slowly glowing more purple until they burn white hot, and then, like a mirror being struck by a hammer, his form splinters and shatters, being launched outwards and spiraling before vanishing just before touching the ground. Each one screams with his voice as they streak into that nothingness. And what's left of his body falls to the ground, brittle and hollow, and shatters into ash. And then there's silence again. The air tastes of iron, the village fires gutter low, and Torvin's laughter is already gone, leaving only the whisper of wind and the sound of your own breathing. To you, he has died. To you, it seems Vulcan has been utterly destroyed by his own power. And for a moment, something lingers, a pressure in the air, like three heartbeats out of sync, fading before you can understand them. And with it, Gelfroy, you feel Torvin leave. No longer clinging on to Vulcan, who has now been consumed from within.
Good.
And Vulcan, the last thing you see in that very final moment where you think you are heading to death's door, and you realize the finality of it, the last thing you see is a man decorated in a purple cloak holding four books. He has four arms and a pair of wings behind him. And in your heart, you know this to be the Chaos God Nature.